Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our annual question and answer series, I was answering a question that is related to our marriage, divorce, and remarriage series. Listen as we finish with that question today.
On his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
But we did do this series in my church, I believe it was last year in October and November of 2016, and it generated a lot of questions, controversy, but people listened to it on our website. Boy, the response was great. We were able to find that through that series about three or four marriages got back together. Other people found forgiveness in Christ Jesus, and just other things were great that the Lord used with that series. And it's not what I did, it's what the Lord did, because it is His word, not mine, it's His. So I tell you that just to start out by saying I normally don't like to answer questions if a pastor, especially if a pastor is the one they should go to, but this person is not against their pastor, they're for their pastor. Rather, they believe their pastor's been through a lot, and so they didn't want to burden him. Now, we also have this question that we had just finished, this marriage, divorce, and remarriage series. It was the same one that we did in church last year. We just did it here this past, I believe, September and October at Central Baptist or for this radio program. And many of you heard that. And we basically did that too, because we were finding out we were helping people. And sure enough, since we've been doing it, we've found more people that said they were helped by the broadcast. So I hope that my question now as we get into this will be a help to you as well. So here's my answer to this lady's question. If a church is losing people to that issue, then God may be purging the tree to produce more fruit, as your altars seem to indicate. One thing I found is that the ones from whom the gossip is coming have not been doing much for the Lord outside of what either they're paid to do or a position they have or hold in the church. For example, they won't be at visitation for extra jobs, clean up, and other things that may be going on at the church. You usually don't see them signing up, and rarely do you see them bring a visitor, unless it's company from out of town. Nor do you see them bringing a soul down the altar. In 40 years of ministry and many years of preaching, I think I've preached now for about 47, 48 years. In all those years of preaching and ministry, I found that those people normally do not come to the altar. It's a rare thing when they do. And so, understand, I'm saying that not to attack those people. I'm saying that for this reason. People who are given to gossip are not people who are going to build the church, but also, they're not people on whom you should focus. Keep your eyes on the Word of God. Keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, and allow the Word of God to be your defense. And so, I think that's a great help to many. Now, we've had many that thank the Lamp and Light for what has been taught in this series, particularly those who have been through divorce or have had children to go through it. And I hope the ones who are doing the gossip and causing the problem, I hope they get under conviction and they turn it around and get right. And I certainly don't want them to have something go wrong in their marriage or the marriages of their children. One time we had this come up in a church of which I was a pastor. They said people were leaving over this issue. I talked to them and found out that wasn't true. Only one family had testified to it earlier, only to apologize and admit they were wrong. Now, I have reason to believe already that they were sorry they left. I say already. When they left, it seemed like it was very quickly. They were sorry, but felt like they had raised too much sand over it. And so, you know, I feel bad about that. And I just remember years ago being in that church, and it was a blessing. And really, many of the people wasn't even aware that anybody was offended by it. But another thing that I found through this study that I did in my first church is that it helped equip people and strengthen their marriages. Now, as any church, that church I had, people do come and they go. And I don't know of any others that had left over that problem. Now, you're not the reason people who are leaving church leave. Get that out of your mind. You are not the reason people have left. I see it rather as Satan attacking what he doesn't like. You see, if God led them to the church, then through the word of God and prayer, he should lead them away. But when God leads you away, he has a place for you to go. Sometimes you'll find these people a year later either not in a place or to a place that seems to have gone a little bit liberal. So always, always understand. Don't get your eyes on people. Keep your eyes on the Lord. You see, Satan is the one that's attacking. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So what I would suggest is that you pray by name for these people without going around telling others, I'm praying for Joe Smith, I'm praying for Jane Doe, I'm praying for this. No, don't go around telling people that. You just go ahead and pray for them in your prayers silently. And just ask God to show you when things begin to happen in their life. And ask God to do those things that will change their hearts. They're still, if they're saved, your brothers and sisters in Christ. You mentioned that you've seen more people coming to get saved. You've seen more people at the altar. Well, that ought to tell us something. I believe the Lord allowed that problem to come up in your church in order to address this subject. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 22 states, a wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. In other words, you meet the devil at the point of attack. I had a man, as a matter of fact, the man had a master's in Bible from a very well-recognized Christian college that claims to be fundamental. I have some doubts about that, but they do claim to be fundamental. And this man had a master's, as a matter of fact, is working even, I believe, on a doctorate or something of that nature. But the man started bringing up some things about the issue. And so when I preached that series in my first church, as well as here, someone would say, and it seems like that's happened several times, well, why would it be that? Why not this? Why not that? And so forth. And they would begin to attack. Again, they attack the person. They gossip and they attack the person. But when you ask them about the word, they don't have the word. As a matter of fact, over the years when I've preached on different subjects, people say, well, I agree with what you're saying. I just don't like the way you're saying it, or you're whatever, you're protecting yourself or whatever. I don't know how I'm protecting myself, though in this series, I've never been divorced and remarried. And so I don't know how I'd be protecting myself. But again, people will gossip, and usually gossip doesn't make sense if you follow it out. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5 lets us know that our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Gossip is not a mighty weapon of God. It is a carnal weapon of the devil. Now, the word gossip is not in the Bible. You say, well, what in the Bible then would actually closest describe what gossip is. I think you find that in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, where it uses the term, the phrase, sower of discord. Sowing discord is what gossip is. God calls it an abomination, using the same Hebrew word that he used to describe homosexuality in his sight. Well, that is why the Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage series, and when I did it, and you folks, if you go back and listen to it, I didn't quote for any proof a professor or a preacher or what some author wrote. Rather, we just took the Bible. As a tree gets pruned, I believe that your church will become a stronger church. And that's the same prayer I have for my church, for Central Baptist Church, which I pastor, that it becomes stronger. I want Central Baptist Church to be stronger spiritually in 2018 than we were in 2017. That's my prayer. That's my desire. And that ought to be the desire of every pastor. Yes, great for the spiritual gain you get in 2017, but it's greater to have a more spiritual growth in 2018, and also hopefully numerical growth. But the more important thing is spiritual growth. And as you grow spiritually, you'll be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. My only regret with this series is that I have counseled enough to know that many people have had bad and bitter memories brought up when I preached it. And look, I've been attacked enough in each of my churches about that, so I kind of expect it when they attack me. I just don't like it when it happens to the brethren in the pew, the church family, or whatever. Yet I've already had several emails that the sermons have given them comfort. May I add that I appreciate the heart that you and your husband seem to have, that you don't want to be a hindrance to your local church. You stay there. Otherwise, people will think you left because you supported the side that does not line up with the scripture. I was listening on our own radio station to Bob Jones Sr. make this statement. The door of success hinges on opposition. And I guess he means that the door must be moved in or out, although the hinges are presently holding in one position. Closed. And that's what stands between you and biblical spiritual success. Stay by the stuff. Support that pastor there in your state. And give all the more to the building, the local church of which you are a member. And I signed it in Christ, Pastor Andy Bloom. And of course, our Bible verse, Psalms 119:105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.